The Ramban in Parshas Yisro discusses what exactly was written on the Luchos, Zocha or Shama. In the Torah in Parshas Yisro it says Zocha, and in Veschanan it says Shama. However, the Ramban says that Vani Tama im Nema Zocha v'Shama mipiyavua lama no nichta v'luchos v'shonas. If indeed the Ramban says that Zocha v'Shama were both given mipi hagvura, so why aren't both of them written in the first luchos as well, and in the second? V'Tochen says the Ramban shahaya b'luchos v'shonas to b'shnius kos of Zocha. It could be the Ramban says that in both luchos is written Zocha. Moshe Pirush Yisrael ki Shama Nema imo v'zek kavanasam be'emes. The Ramban seems to say that really it was Zocha was written, but Shama was told to Moshe at Sinai by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he interpreted it for Klai Yisrael. In the Hamek Dova of the Tziv, he suggests that Shama therefore was said by Moshe, but at the Luchos it was only written Zocha. This is in accordance with the Ramban. However, Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests in his Sefer Emes Liakov that the Zocha and the Shama were, the Zocha was really sort of like the Ksiv and the Kri. But what indeed was written in both Luchos was Shama, as it says in our davening on Shabbos. And we say Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelko, and so on. V'shnei Luchos Avonim Horid Beyado V'chosav Behem Shmivas Shabbos. So you see, in the Luchos was written Shmivas Shabbos, namely Shama. If you look in the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, he quotes the opinion of the Goyin, even though he disagrees with him. He says that in the Luchos Rishonos was written Zocha, and in the Shnios Shama. So I'd like to suggest, according to that opinion, that what was indeed written in the Luchos, and certainly what's written in the Parsha, namely that in Yisro was Zocha, and in the Eschanan is Shama, is because intervening between Luchos Rishonos, of course, and Luchos Shnios was the Maisa Egel. And therefore, Zocha, as the Ramban explains in this week's Parsha, Zocha is motivated, is a mitzvah saseh, which is motivated by Ava, love of Hashem. Shoma is a mitzvah lo saseh, a negative commandment, which is motivated by Yira. The Ramban says that Ava is a greater and more exalted emotion than Yira. And that's why, says the Ramban, that we have the principle that mitzvah ase is docha mitzvah lo sase, because ase is motivated by Ava, and lo sase is motivated by Yira. And maybe, therefore, in the Luchos Rishonos, before the sin of the ego, the emphasis was on Zocha and Ava. However, in the intervening time after the sin of the golden calf, of the eagle, the Torah emphasizes what's required here is shmira, being careful. After such the grievous sin of Avodah Zorah of the eagle, the Torah emphasizes the theme of shama, though both themes are, of course, critical.